I'm Doug Doyle with The Art of the Story. Tony Award winner and three-time Grammy nominee Melba Moore has starred in the Broadway musicals Hair, Pearly, Timbuktu, and Les Miserables. Her countless hits include You Stepped Into My Life, Read My Lips, This Is It, and Fallen.
Seems like my life has finally come together. Every day that goes by suddenly feels much better. It's the things that you do, so unlike any other. Just when I thought I could never love another, oh, I'm falling, I'm falling, I'm falling in love.
The trailblazing artist has been a global success for more than 50 years and now has a new book, which shares her strategies for longevity. Co-authored by Kevin E. Taylor, This Is It, Marvelous and Getting Better, takes the reader on the highs and lows of Melba's career. What's the most memorable moment for her?
Well, probably the Tony Award, because that was such, what would you call it, an epiphany? Such it kind of broke in on you, because, I mean, if you don't have any idea, you're not in theater, you don't have anything to do with that world. And then with a short amount of time, you are being nominated for and getting a Tony Award. You don't really, not only, well, you know the importance because you've heard of it. And you kind of, because you've heard of it, but at a distance. But have that all now be your personal experience. I'm doing now what I did on the Tony stage. Because it takes a moment for you to take these in and just think about it, much less comment on it.
After winning the Tony Award in 1970, Melba Moore appeared on The Ed Sullivan Show.
Don't rise to light the sky.
From Harlem to the Hollywood Walk of Fame, Melba Moore's resilience has kept her going. She also loved her days at Newark Arts High School.
It was a charmed environment. Of course, you knew that it was special, but the experience there, it was a small school, so it was intimate. And so you got to know everybody in whatever grade they were in. You go by one class and you hear the band playing, rehearsing or studying. You go another place, you hear the orchestra playing with the strings. I played viola too. Or you're going by someplace and they're taking a private voice lesson. But you had to be so permeated with the spirit of art and music.
Many more stories are included in the Amazon Books memoir, This Is It, Marvelous and Getting Better. Melba Moore's next show is at the South Orange Performing Arts Center with fellow R&B star Jeff Redd on February 1st. You can see my entire interview with the incredible Melba Moore on the WBGO YouTube channel. I'm Doug Doyle, WBGO News.